Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 119 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we got something super exciting. We're going to be talking about Porsche, and in fact, we're going to be celebrating the Panamera as it is officially 10 years old. The Panamera from Porsche has without a doubt set a clear benchmark for sports sedans. I mean, when the Panamera came out, it was so different for Porsche, and it really created a new market. Of course, in the past, other manufacturers such as Mercedes-Benz, who's one of my favorite, as you guys know, and BMW and Audi, everyone has always had, you know, performance-based sedans, but the Panamera really changed the game and just raised the bar for sports sedans, and it's done amazing things for not only Porsche, but the automotive world as well. The Panamera is without a doubt one of Porsche's top-selling vehicles. It sold so well, in fact, that they have officially sold over 250,000 Panameras. The car is that good. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but me, I can't go out, you know, throughout the day and not at least see one, whether it be a brand new one or a little bit of an older one. The Porsche Panamera is an amazing car, and they have sold extremely well. Thus, today is kind of like a celebration of the Panamera. It is officially 10 years old. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And in thus in this celebration, Porsche is creating a special edition of the Panamera called the 10-year edition, and it is expected to hit showrooms in the first quarter of 2020. And we got some details here, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty impressive because it basically comes fully loaded if you get the 10-year edition. The 10-year edition, of course, with a little bit of a price increase, but we'll get to that in just a moment, comes with all of the following. You're going to get LED matrix headlights with Porsche's dynamic light system, driver's assistance, which basically the car on freeways and in-town driving to a certain extent can drive itself. It's got parking assistance, where the car can assist the driver in parking and do it automation, basically. You're going to have surround view cameras throughout the entire car, lane changing assist, lane keeping assist, 14-way heated seats, which is pretty impressive, actually. 14 different ways your seat, when you're sitting in the driver's seat, you can be nice and comfortable. Soft closed doors, which is something that's been around for quite a long time. Pretty unique if you actually haven't experienced them. One of the easiest ways to go find a car with soft closed doors, go to any Mercedes-Benz dealership and go to an S-Class. It's a standard feature on that car. Just close the door and you'll see exactly what it means. A Bose surround sound system in the entire car, and 21-inch sport wheels that are featured in white gold metallic with interior stitching that actually matches the wheels. So by getting a 10-year edition Panamera, you're practically going to get everything you want. But like we just mentioned, with getting everything you want, naturally does come a little bit of a price increase as well. But it's not too bad when you look at the entire package. Getting to the price, the base level entry-level Panamera, specifically for the 10-year edition, has been increased to $104,650. The Panamera 4 has had an increase up to $108,850. The Panamera e-hybrid has as well had an increase at $118,250. But for those interested in the hybrid, you should know the normal 3.6 kilowatt standard onboard charger is being replaced for the 10-year edition with the larger 7.2 kilowatt onboard charger. So you do have an increase in that as well. So, I mean, overall, the Panamera has been an amazing vehicle. Obviously, they've sold over 250,000 units. Everything from just the base level entry car being a great family car that's sported to the Panamera Turbo E, I'm sorry, the Panamera Turbo SE Hybrid with over 600 horsepower is a performance beast while being a great daily driver, and it's just an amazing vehicle. It's one that definitely took the automotive world by storm and definitely captured the hearts of many people and really did bring out the heavy competition. Like I said earlier, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, everyone has always had performance sedans, but the Panamera genuinely and truly did change the game. But ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we got for episode number 119, talking about the Porsche Panamera celebrating 10 years of production and Porsche coming out with the 10-year edition. Huge round of applause. Congratulations on that. But that's all we got for episode 119. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching here already. If you are, thank you so much. And just feel free to browse around the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise out there. You guys looking for a hat, shirt, accessory from your favorite car company? www.tlog.com, your guys' go-to source for car merchandise. I got a coupon code for you guys in the description as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 120. We're going to be talking about the brand new race car from Chevrolet being based on the new C8 Corvette, and it is called the C8.R. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.